Welcome to Unbroken Chain, music of the Grateful Dead and friends. My name is Andrew Geller, and for the next 2 hours, I will be presenting part 3 of an intermittent special, last instance of which was exactly 1 year ago this month. So that's pretty darn intermittent. This is the Who Needs Songs special. And if you didn't catch the August 2014 or May 2014 iterations, basically what I'm doing is playing excerpts inside and in between live Grateful Dead songs where hopefully you're not going to be able to tell what's actually being played. So these are just pure jams. Sometimes they'll be in something like Dark Star or The Other One or Playing in the Band or other tunes. Sometimes they will be in between songs, most of which I actually haven't labeled. So offhand, I may not know where in the show some of these are coming from. No lyrics today. Potentially vague hints at songs, but hopefully not. I did my best to try and make these as unidentifiable as possible. If you have questions, you can email me, kboodeadshow@gmail.com. And please like the Grateful Dead and Friends Facebook page. So with that, we're going to go to one of my longtime favorite jams ever. And this could be one that some of you will recognize as well. And with that, here's this. We'll be right back. My name's Andrew, and I am bringing you part three of the Who Needs Songs special here on Unbroken Chain, Music of the Grateful Dead and Friends. What this is all about is, as many of you are probably more than well aware, the Grateful Dead were very well known for extended improvisational jamming. So what I've done is excerpted a few dozen points during shows throughout their career where they are doing just that. And they're doing it so in depth that it's really unclear what song, I hope, in most instances, is actually being played. Part one was in May of 2014, part two was August of last year, and now a year later, it's time for part three. There could be a part four, but don't hold your breath. I still have more content and I could dig more up, but we'll just see. So what we've heard so far from the top is, and I'm just going to say that these are all jams. So we heard a jam from June 18th, 1974, a very well-known show and actually something that's been officially released. And what we were listening to was in between Let It Grow and The Other One. Next, we heard from March 16th of 1973, a jam following verse 2 of Dark Star. And then just there, from only 10 days later, March 26, 1973, we heard a jam that follows a standalone Weather Report suite prelude, and that ends up going into Wharf Rat. So there are links on today's playlist to bring you to, I think always, not actually always, but so far, soundboard quality recordings of the entire shows, so you can listen to everything from the shows that I am excerpting content from. I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but once I started playing that June 1874, I realized I should. This is a great show to make your stereo really, really super loud. You might scare the neighbors, your pets, but it's worth it. It's only another hour and a half. Thank you.
Thank you.
you are listening to the Who Needs Songs special here on KBOO Community Radio. It's Unbroken Chain, music of the Grateful Dead and Friends. Since I was last on the mic, we first heard a jam inside playing in the band that goes into a very nice, kind of short, mind left body jam. And that was from February 24th, 1974, part of a famous Winterland run. We then heard a jam before drums from June 7th, 1980 at Folsom Field at the University of Colorado in Boulder. We heard a jam that was after the Saint of Circumstance, but before drums. And then what we just heard was from the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, April 21st, 1978. And what we heard was a jam coming out of drums that eventually makes its way into Stella Blue. And Dead Lists mentions that there's a Staying Alive jam in there. I don't know that we heard that, and I wonder if it's really there. So it could have been. Oh, and I guess I also want to mention, because a couple of people have asked, nothing I'm playing involves the space portion of Dead shows from, like, you know, the Brent era forward. So there's no drums, there's no space. This is all literally sort of in between songs or inside of songs. There are links to soundboards for all of the shows, complete shows from which I'm excerpting, so you can grab your own copies and listen to the whole thing.